One of our great friends from Sprint, Dave Moline, is with us on the line. Dave, great to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's great to talk to you as well.
Some impressive announcements coming from Sprint in the last week, week or two, regarding the Simply Everything Plus mobile broadband. This is the next step in giving consumers really what they want.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the way that things are going in the economy right now, and, you know, people are looking for value wherever they can find it, and I think that one of the things we've tried to do is not only simplify our plans, but also make them a better value for consumers. And so with the Simply Everything plan plus mobile broadband, I think we've done that. We give customers the power of unlimited text, pictures, and video messaging. They get GPS navigation, email, web surfing, all of that right on their phone. Plus, they get 5 gigabytes of internet access on their laptop, and it's all available for $149 per month.
That's really a great deal. Now, when you think about it, people may look and go, oh, 5 gigabytes, but 5 gigabytes for web surfing and, you know, visiting sites and getting updates on news and other content, it's actually very reasonable.
It is. And, you know, if somebody takes a moment and they sit down and look at the amount of data that they download, I think that they'll find that 5 gigabytes is more than ample.
Absolutely. Now, the Simply Everything plan, which was launched, how long ago? Is it about a year and a half ago now?
Yeah, approximately.
How has that been for the company?
Yeah, you know, it was really an idea that our CEO, Dan Hesse, had shortly after he came on board. And, you know, his idea was to try to revolutionize what was taking place in the wireless industry. And I think that with the Simply Everything plan, he was able to accomplish that. I mean, it made not only the plans easy to understand and very straightforward, but it gave a flat rate pricing of $99.99 per month, and it was unlimited usage of all the things that we offer on our phones, whether it's voice or whether it's all the data applications from email to the internet to downloading various services on the phone, texting, all those things unlimited. It's about making things, from our perspective, making the user experience easy, straightforward, and we're trying to provide a great value as well. And so I think we're making great strides in doing that.
Absolutely. Now for the consumer that already is on that plan, and now they're thinking, wow, I've got, you know, mobile broadband that I could bring to my laptop or in some cases a desktop user. How do they go about doing that?
If they're interested, they can go online and they can learn more about it. They can go to sprint.com/nowires, and there's a lot more information there. They can certainly stop by one of our retail stores as well if they're interested in doing that, or they can call our customer service line as well. There's a number of different ways that they can make it happen, but the great thing about this plan is that if you're an existing customer and if you have a Simply Everything plan and you want to add the mobile broadband piece to it, you can do that without signing a contract extension or having to lock yourself into another 2 years on the contract if that's not something you're interested in doing. So if you're an existing customer, there's a lot of flexibility there, and if you're a new customer, you can certainly come in and take a look at it as well there.
Now, Dave, for somebody who's not familiar with mobile broadband and how this works, what do they need to do to then be able to connect to the net with this device?
Well, you'll need to get a connection card, and there's a number of different kinds that are available. You know, they work with different laptops and different devices, so it depends on what your needs are. But you'll need to get a connection card. And then typically the way that's worked in the past is you had a separate plan that you would have for a connection card. And it really is just as simple as there's a CD that comes along with it. You download the software onto your laptop, and once you have service activated, you're off and running. And it gives you the ability to connect to the internet from wherever you might be, as long as you have access to Sprint's network, which is really available just about anywhere any longer. And I can tell you from my own experience, I work out of my home, and I use a connection card through Sprint for my internet here at home, and it works great. I really don't have any trouble with it at all. Of all the things that we sell, and I think you and I have talked about this before, but of all the things that we sell, those connection cards, they just work.
Yeah.
And they work whether you're going 70 miles an hour down the interstate. Certainly if you're the passenger, not the driver,
yeah.
Would I encourage you to use it that way. But They work wherever you are, and it is one of the most dependable things that that I think that we offer.
It's also, I think, important to note, too, this is not tied to that laptop. If you're at a family and, you know, the wife wants to use it as at work, and maybe you want to use it during the day, you can simply just give her the card and she can use it. It's it works with the whole family as long as you've got that 5 gigabytes to use.
That's exactly right. It's a great point. It's really a seamless thing. All you have to do is just you take the card out of one laptop and you can put it into another laptop or, you know, whatever the case might be. And it really is that easy. It works, like I said, they're very simple to use, and you get instant access to the Internet. And it's on our 3G network, and so the speeds are fast, and it's very dependable.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. We would broadcast the road trip to Las Vegas video in the car, and people were watching the cast using the Sprint service, and it was phenomenal. Again, very easy to set up, very easy to use, and I think you'll have consumers of all different types wanting to check this out because of that ease of use.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, obviously, and you know, I think it's important to note as well that the Simply Everything Plus mobile broadband plan, you're talking about two different plans and two different devices. The Simply Everything plan works with the phone. The mobile broadband plan works with a connection card. And so we've had a number of, whether they're just general consumers or whether they're business customers, whatever the case might be,
right. That
had two separate plans. And now we're giving them, even though they operate with two different devices, so to speak, you've got the phone and then you've got the connection card, we're giving people the ability to bring those both together. And as a result of doing that, they're going to see a savings on their statement month in and month out.
Yeah, have you guys been able to determine what the savings is based on maybe some competitors' prices for the same type of service?
Yeah, the most straightforward way that I can say it to you is that consumers, if they sign up for this plan, they will see a savings of roughly it's about $599 a month in terms of comparable plans to some of our competitors.
Annually?
Annually,
or?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I said over a month, I'd probably apologize. I think I meant to say annually. It's about a $600 savings year over year.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Now, we talked a little bit about 3G. You mentioned that. I know that Sprint has been kind of involved in looking at the future of the network and maybe even a 4G or WiMAX. Where is that sitting right about now?
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, we launched our 4G network in Baltimore. We did that a few months ago, and, you know, I asked the question, this was a couple weeks back, I asked, why Baltimore? And I was told that it's an interesting place from the standpoint that it provides a number of challenges. There's a lot of tall buildings there. There's some really tight infrastructure within the city, and then there's the bay that kind of sits out there a little bit, and it provides a number of different challenges, and they use that market as kind of a beta testing market for the WiMAX technology, and they were able to optimize the network and do a number of things, and they're finding that it's working extremely well. I think the best way to describe Sprint 4G that's powered by WiMAX is you can think of it as turbocharged 3G. You get up to 12 megabits per second for download speeds, and
wow.
You know, to kind of put that in perspective, it's you can download a music file in approximately a second. You can download a full-length feature film in less than 20 minutes. You can do video conferencing. There's just a whole host of things that you can do as a result of it, and it is, from everything that I've been told, in Baltimore, it's been working really well. And we're going to be launching a second market in Portland here in a couple of months. I don't know the exact date. I was told sometime in early spring. And we're going to have other markets that are going to be coming online later on in the year. So it's our 3G network kind of given a turbocharged boost, so to speak.
Well, we've seen the commercials with the CEO, Dan Hesse, in the back of a car, you know, getting work done. I mean, this really is a situation. If you don't have to have that wasted time sitting in an airport, the wasted time, you know, maybe at a coffee shop where you want to get some work done, you can certainly do that with the mobile broadband.
No question about it. And, you know, I think that the important thing from our standpoint is that the connection cards that we're selling with that, even though it's only available in Baltimore right now, and it's going to be there will be other markets that will be announced on a kind of a rolling basis. The connection cards that we're going to be selling for that or that we currently are selling, they're dual mode and they're backward compatible, meaning that if you're in Baltimore and you wanted to experience the WiMAX network, you can do that on the card. But if you go outside of that network, it'll automatically find our 3G network, and you can use that virtually anywhere in the country. So, if you have someone that travels, for instance, and they happen to be going back east and they're interested in taking advantage of that while they're there, or if they go up to Portland here in a couple of months, they can certainly do that, but they'll still be able to realize the benefits of that 3G network from their laptop. And like you said, you can really use it anywhere. I do a lot of travel, and I use my connection card all over the country, and as I mentioned before, of all the things that we sell, those things, they just work. They work extremely well, and it does give you a ton of freedom. You don't have to worry about being tethered to a Wi-Fi network at a coffee shop or within your hotel room, and if it doesn't work or you can't connect or you've got to get a password, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You just plug in your connection card, and it really is that simple. You just turn on your computer, and it works.
And for those people that want to see maybe this on their desktop computer, they could also do it on their desktop computer.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I keep referencing a laptop just because that's the mobility part of it. But, yeah, if you are interested, I have a couple of friends, actually, that they use a connection card from their desktop computer, and that's what they use for their Internet connection. They feel like they get a better value, and it's reliable enough that they use that day in and day out.
Absolutely. Let's talk about how big the Sprint network is for those listeners out there that are thinking, well, I'd like to get it. Is Sprint available in my area? I mean, it's, you say simply, simply everything. It's also simply everywhere, pretty much, isn't it?
Well, yeah, pretty much so. I mean, it's difficult to nail it down. And, we've got a number of catchphrases that we use, like America's most reliable 3G network and some of those kinds of things. But, the reality of it is it's available just about everywhere. Now, certainly you're going to be able to find pockets where you may not have it in a small area, but generally speaking, it's available just about everywhere throughout the United States.
Very good. Now, let's talk about some of the great devices that are available from Sprint as well. I mean, we've taken a look at the Hinote and this smart little LG phone, the Lotus, which is awesome for text messaging. I had to pry it out of my kids' hands. There are some great devices available now, but there's also some phenomenal ones coming, like with the Palm Pre.
Yeah, that's right. We launched the Samsung Instinct last year. It was very popular. It's been one of our more popular devices we've offered in a number of years, actually. And then, as you mentioned, the Lotus. We had the Samsung Rant, which is kind of more of a music device, texting device. The Palm Pre, that was announced back in early January at the Consumer Electronics Show. And it's going to be a game changer. I have not had a chance to see one of the phones in my own hands yet, but from everybody that I've talked to, they've said that it's going to change the way that people experience wireless. It's a totally different user face. Palm announced a new operating system called Palm Web OS, and it's a different user interface, and it's a platform that lets customers kind of seamlessly pull together all of the things that they use in their lives on a daily basis, from their contacts to their calendars to their email and more. And they can pull them from a variety of sources. So everything that they want or need, whether it's from their business, from a business standpoint or from a personal standpoint, it's all right there in one place. And it's very much, you can think of it as a very kind of a PC-like experience, if you will.
Right.
It allows you to open up multiple applications, and you can keep those applications all open at one time, which is a revolutionary thing from a wireless standpoint.
I know they got a great photo of it on the Sprint website. I was taking a look at that earlier, and certainly more information can be found there, as well as certain Palm with that. Now, I'm wondering, for those people that do have laptops, are we seeing more laptops now being able to connect internally to the Sprint network with a broadband service, and is that available?
Meaning they have an embedded connection card inside of them, is that what you're saying?
Embedded connection cards, which I think we're going to start seeing more of in the next year or two.
Yeah, we do have some of that, and I think, you brought up, we talked about WiMAX a little bit.
Yeah.
One of the things that you're going to see with WiMAX is a lot of that type of experience that people are going to experience with it. And what I mean by that is it's really changing the way that people use the Internet, and whether it's an embedded chip inside of a laptop or an embedded chip inside of a digital camera so that you can instantly share photos with friends, or embedded in a video camera where you can send video. You're going to see a lot more of those kinds of things coming in the very near future. And so you won't have to have a separate card or a separate kind of a device to be able to make it work. It's just going to be part of the device that you purchase, and it'll automatically work on Sprint's network.
Well, the future certainly looks bright. Give us that website again if they want to get more information on the Simply Everything Plus mobile broadband plan, and of course the website itself.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. If folks are interested in the Simply Everything and broadband plan, then go to sprint.com/nowires, N-O-W-I-R-E-S. And if anybody's interested in terms of the Palm Pre, you can go to sprint.com/Palm Pre, and even though the device is not available yet and it won't be offered until sometime in the spring, right, you can pre-register to be one of the first to own the device once it comes out. So if you go to that site, sprint.com/Palm Pre, you can register there and certainly learn more information about it on that site as well.
Sure, they can also visit the local Sprint store. I'll tell you what, Dave, once you get that thing in your hands, I'm in the car and on my way up there. I got to see it.
Well, you know what, once I get one in my hands, Andy, I'm telling you, I will be on my way down to see you.
Perfect.
So you can check it out. I think I can't wait to see it. Everything that I've heard about it is it's a game changer for us. It's a game changer for Palm. And that it's really going to change the way that people even think about using their phones. It's a very intuitive device, and I was even told at one point that it almost thinks kind of one step ahead of you, that it knows what you want before you even know what you want. So
wow.
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see what it's like, but it sounds like it's a legitimately cool device, so we'll see how that goes.
Sounds great. Dave, great talking to you again, buddy, and look forward to seeing you real soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you again.